This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Who are the people that have been written out of your movie? The story of your life, because not of something they did, but because of something they said. Think about that for a minute. Who is not in the story, your movie, your plot line for your life? You've written them off because of something they said to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They didn't do anything to you, but they said something to you that you will never forget. Words have power in a way that the average person doesn't understand. Words have power in a way that the average Christian person doesn't understand. Words have power in your life, and I mentioned this in the two messages on anger, that we have total recall in remembering the things that people have said to us, but we have total amnesia when it comes to remembering the things that we have said. How many of you have said, I never said that to her, but you did. I never said that to him, but you did. And I've done the same thing. We forget what we've said. And today we're going to talk about words in a way that you've never perhaps heard anyone talk about before. Our tongues betray us. Your tongue is the tattletale for your heart. Your tongue is the reflection of your heart. Your tongue, according to Jesus himself, simply reflects what's inside you called your heart. And today we're preaching through the book of James, as we have been for a number of weeks. We're in the third chapter where James talks about the tongue, and he uses one particular verse that, in my opinion, is the most graphic verse in all of the New Testament in terms of the way it's written. And I'll repeat it. I'll share it twice because it's such a powerful verse. It's in the third chapter of James. We left off at the end of chapter 2. We're in chapter 3, beginning at 3:3. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Now listen to verse 6 twice. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Listen to that again. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. I want to talk to you about your speech today in a way that you've never heard. Some of you will hear some things today that I honestly think that you've never heard before about the power of speech to hurt, curse, to condemn, and the power of speech to bless. And I want you to realize this, that you have tremendous power to bless people with the way you speak, and you have tremendous power to hurt people with the way you speak. And the choice today is this, to be a blessing or to be a curse.
Well, this is a powerful message, I think, from the book of James on the tongue and the way we speak. The way we speak reflects what's inside our hearts. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.